said you gotta keep on pressing.
Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel radio serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Center of our joy. Father, we thank you for these ministers of music. Father, they have sung out of their souls. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask now to speak to me and through me that your word will go forth, will accomplish its purpose. Father, we're not going to send you nowhere because we know you're already there. Touch Brother Freddie and Mary Brown right now. We know you can. We know you will. In Jesus' name, for his sake we pray. Amen. Why don't we give God a hand clap of praise? Isn't he worthy? Obedience to the triune Godhead, to Reverend Slaughter, Reverend Dearborn in his absence. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, pray for the Lauverdane family. The homegoing celebration for our brother will be tomorrow at Progressive at 11 o'clock. Family only. So pray for them. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. I want to talk about finding your identity and purpose. Thank you. Finding your identity and purpose. Many, my brothers and sisters, I've said this sometime before, have taken undiscovered identities and undiscovered purposes to the graveyard. Gifts and talents that God placed in your heart, you failed to initiate them and went in the graveyard with all of that talent. One writer said that the graveyard is a rich place. Books that were never written is in the graveyard. Music that was never composed in the graveyard. The paintings that have never been seen in the graveyard. Poetry that have never been heard in the graveyard. Businesses that were never opened in the graveyard. Companies that never got started in the graveyard. Inventions that were never used in the graveyard. Praise that you refused to do went to the graveyard. Acknowledging God as God, Jehovah, is now in the graveyard. My brothers and sisters, God been too good to me. Whatever God has given me to use, I'll use it for his glory. And I wonder if there are a few people here feel like I feel. I don't have to have a packed church to give God praise. Because guess what? It wasn't a packed church that woke you up this morning. It wasn't a packed church that put food on your table. It was God all by himself. Shame on you if you need a packed church to praise God. Baby, God brought me from a mighty long way, and I'm not ashamed to own him this morning. There are five questions to the human heart. Number one, who am I? That's identity. Where am I from? That's source. Why am I here? That's purpose. What can I do? That's potential. Where am I going? That's destiny. And the average person, my brothers and sisters, are still struggling with their purpose and their identity. People emulate others because they have no self-identity. When you dress and act like others, you're battling with your own identity. You can never know who you are until you find out where you come from. And if you don't know who you are and where you come from, you will never know why you're here. And see, what you settle for disappoints God. What you are proud of, God is ashamed of. Purpose, watch this, is the end that started the beginning. Purpose is the destination before the journey. Purpose is your final address in your life. Purpose is the reason for your birth and the meaning of your existence. And so you have to find out your identity and your purpose. There was a saying back in the day, I want to be like Mike. You might want to be like Mike, but if God didn't put that potential in you, you can never be like Mike. And while you're trying to be like Mike, you should be trying to be like Christ. Mike had hang-ups. Mike had pitfalls. You don't know what Mike went through to get where Mike was. But when we find our own identity and purpose, watch this before we move on. When you find your own identity and purpose, you're not going to care anymore what people think about you. You're not going to worry about if they're whispering about you in the corner, because your self-esteem has been built up now. And you're not concerned anymore how they look at you. When you come to church, you're not concerned anymore of who shows up and who didn't show up. You came to church, watch this, with a purpose. And my purpose was to praise God, even if I had to praise him by myself. I woke up this morning, guess what, Mount Zion, with a purpose. I got in the car and drove here this morning with a purpose. I put on my clothes to come here this morning with a purpose. And the purpose was not to look up in your face and have you looking up in my face. The purpose was to give God all I got, because we're not promised to be here on tomorrow. And I wonder, did anybody show up here this morning with a purpose to give God the praise and give God the glory? Let me bring it closer to home. When I put on my night clothes to go to the club, I went to the club for a purpose. When I went to the bar, I left home going to the bar for a purpose. When you went to do your own thing and whoever you was doing it with, when you got in the car, you left there for a purpose. And I wonder, can you harness that same energy when it comes to God? I didn't come here to sit down. I didn't come here to keep my mouth closed. I came here with a purpose, and that's to praise him. Look at the text. It says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Number one, I know I can find my identity and purpose because, number one, God knows me. Psalms 139 says this, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. He says, I formed you. The word form is a visible shape of configuration of something. In other words, God said, before you materialized and others can see you, I had already made you before your mom and daddy ever met. Y'all missed it. Before daddy winked at mama and mama gave daddy a smile, had already had you in the plan. Oh, y'all get what I'm saying. Before they even crossed path, God have already had you in the plan. That's why I don't believe, y'all, you may not like what I'm getting ready to say, I don't believe births are mistakes. The act may have been a mistake, but the conception of a child is never a mistake, because there have been some children born out of wedlock made it to the White House. I wish I had somebody. To form means to get components, put them together to make something special. Now watch this, hear me good. When you came to earth born, you were born because you were finished. Y'all missed it. God had already shaped you and molded you, put inside of you what he wanted you to do on this earth. So when God got through, you were born. In other words, when the reason why you was born, God was finished with you. In other words, you just don't wake up and say, I want to be a doctor. God put that inside of you before you're born. You don't wake up and say, I want to be a lawyer. God put that inside of you before you were born. You don't just say, well, look, I think I'm going to preach the word of God. God put that already inside of you. While I was out there partying, I didn't know the preacher was inside of me. But one day, that what God put inside of me, I heard God calling. Roger, this is not why I made you. I know you think you're having a good time, but this is not your purpose. And when I received my calling, I felt better about my life, because now I'm standing in my purpose. Now I have identity. I'm a man of God to deliver God's word. I'm not perfect. I mess up just like you mess up. I get sick just like you get sick. I have backsetting setbacks just like you have them. But yet I can still say here that I'm standing in my purpose. Don't get mad at me because you are out of your purpose. I thank God that I found my purpose. When God released you upon this earth, he released you with everything you need to get your purpose done. And he said, I knew thee. I know what you can do because I put it inside of you when I made you. All that we are born to do, God has placed them inside of us. God have already put the components that you need to get the job done. It goes back to manufacturing. Manufacturers test the product before they put their image on it. Y'all didn't miss what I'm saying. Before you were conceived, God said, I had everything there you needed. And the reason I told you this story before, when VCRs first came out, I got my VCR, brought it home, went to the movie rental place and rented me a movie. Went in and washed up, got so excited, got my little popcorn, put the VCR tape in, it kept ejecting out. I put it in again, it kept ejecting out. And look, this was not a dollar store VCR. This was a Panasonic. And Panasonic, when they put their name on it, that means that's a good product. That this product been tested before it left the manufacturer. And I was upset because I said, wait a minute, out of all the VCRs, I had to get one that was defective. And I was upset and I was angry. And it was too late to take it back. But I wanted to watch the TV that night. So I took the top off. and come to discover that while I was out of the room, Junior put a quarter inside of it. Y'all missing it. It wasn't nothing wrong with the VCR. When it left the manufacturer, they had all the components to get the job done. But something what was inside of it kept it from functioning properly. But you had to take that quarter out, put it back together, and then it functioned. You didn't get what I'm saying. The reason why you're not functioning right, there's something inside of you that don't need to be there. You got hatred inside of you. You can't be there. You got jealousy inside of you. It can't be there. Envy inside of you. You can't be there. You need somebody to take you apart, take that out of you, put you back together again, and then you can shout the way you want to shout. You can walk the way you want to walk. He said, I knew you. Manufacturers finish before they begin. Purpose exists before the product comes out. And my brothers and sisters, when you find out who you are, you'll know that God knows you. But then watch this as we move on. He says this, and before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified you. Not only God knows me, but then secondly, God says I'm special. Yeah. Sanctified, sanctification is not a denomination. All right. It's an obligation. Yeah, yeah. See, when somebody say, are you sanctified? Don't say, no, I'm Baptist. Because sanctification is not a denomination. To be sanctified, that means you are set apart for the special use of God. And my brothers and sisters, Psalms 139 says in 13 says, if thou possessest my ruins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. Watch verse 14. You ready? He said, I will praise thee because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. See, let me tell you something. You are fearfully. You're wonderfully made. Don't let nobody tell you you're not special. I don't need $1 million in the bank to say I'm special. I don't need to wear name brand clothes to say I'm special. I don't need to drive a 2021 automobile to say I'm special. Just the idea God knows me. He knows me. He made me. He took care of me, put a roof over my head, clothes on my back, healed my body, gave me joy in the midst of my sorrow, gave me a peace of mind. I can say I'm special. I wonder, is there any special people in here? See, in the street, Brother Ronnie, when we say, oh, she or he is special, we saying it's a little short up here. But let me tell you something. I'm not using that terminology now. Now, can I ask you a question? Are you special? I guess you don't know you're special. Baby, I'm special. I ain't saying I'm all of that in a bag of chips, but I say I'm special. How do you know you're special? Because God told me. He says, you are somebody. And whoever and however God made you, thank God for that. You might not be the cutest thing that walks on the earth, but you're still special. You have something inside of you that attracts and allures people. Now, brothers, don't leave me on this limb by yourself, by myself. Have you ever seen a beautiful woman holding on to an ugly man? And we wonder, man, what in the world? Come on, brothers, don't y'all leave me here now. How in the world did he pull her? And you with your slick self, she wouldn't even give you the time of day. She saw past what you were seeing. And that ugly guy in your eye has something that she's been desiring. See, while you out there being trying to be a player, you got played because he wasn't a player, he was a lover. I know y'all ain't gonna say much. That's all right. That's all right. God places something inside of you. And what he places inside of you, you should appreciate it and thank him for it. So God says you're special. He knows you. You're special. But then finally, we going home. God has a plan for your life. He says, and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. When you use the word ordain, it means to appoint someone for the ministry or priestly ministry. God tells Jeremiah that I have a plan for you. This nation has abandoned me, and I'm about to lead them back into captivity. But Jeremiah, I want you to say a word for them. I want you to speak to them and show them how much I really love them. John 15 and 16 said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit. My brothers and sisters, one man got us in this trouble. But it took another man to get us out. Even Jesus was born on this earth with a purpose. Revelation 13 and 8 said he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. In other words, even before Adam took the fruit off the tree, Jesus was already prepared to come to this world. And my brothers and sisters, I'm glad to know this morning that his purpose was fulfilled. When he died upon the cross, went in the cold grave, he told his mother at the wedding of Canaan, she said, Lord, we've ran out of wine. And Jesus said, woman, what I have to do with that? The purpose for me being here is not yet come. But just a few years from now, if you meet me at the cross, I'll say, woman, behold your son. My brothers and my sisters, I'm so glad that Jesus came. I'm so glad that he said, wrap me in human flesh. Give me a 33-year tenure. And I'll go down and I'll take man's bond. Father, I'll put man's hand back in your hands. And that's why Isaiah 9 and 6 says, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Did you hear what I said? A child is born. But a son is given. Let me say it one more time. I don't think you get it. A child was born, but a son was given. The child was born, but the son was given. Mary gave birth to the child, but not the son. She gave birth to the body. But God gave the spirit. She gave birth to the house. But God gave the residence. She gave birth to Jesus. But God gave Christ. Jesus is the body. But Christ is the spirit. A child was born, but the son was given. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Oh, I feel good this morning because I just found my identity. I just found my purpose. My identity.